Why go to the party? Why go to the party? Why go to the party at all?
Who is this? Emmanuel Jackson.
Huh?
Who is this?
You don't know who Emmanuel L. Jackson is?
Hey, my G.
No, man, I know. Need to get out more, man.
So, Kenny TV messaged me on Facebook, and he said, come join my Anchor.
Oh, okay.
Anchor is the most obscure podcast you could possibly do. I can't even figure out how to download it outside of Anchor. You can only listen to it on their shit. It's awful.
What? I didn't even realize it was going to like link me into something. I didn't realize it was going to just jump right into it.
We're being recorded right now. I'm going to tell you the whole story.
Yeah.
I go through this whole rigmarole to get this fucking app up and running.
Yeah.
Kenny can't figure out how to start the podcast. So I invited him to join my podcast, and we're still waiting for him to figure it out.
Wait, can you do me a favor? Can you figure out a way to make your mic a little louder? Because you're muffled right now.
No, this is all I got. I'm working off my wireless headphones. Van, you want to have a deep conversation.
Huh?
You want to have a deep conversation.
I don't care. I don't really care, man. I just like fucking around with people I can't see. Let's have a deep conversation. We were talking earlier in the chat about horror movies. Are you a fan of horror movies?
Yeah, man. They cool.
Yeah? What's your favorite? What's your top three?
I don't have fucking top three.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks for going with the flow, Ian.
Let me think. What was it called? Hereditary?
Don't fucking just say the ones I said earlier, Ian. Ian, do you know how podcasts work?
Are you accusing me of plagiarism on my own show? Did you know Kenny's show is called Always Wear Plaid? Oh, he's messaging me.
Okay.
We live, jump in. You know who Alan Moore is?
Who?
Alan Moore.
I think that rings a bell. Is he like a writer or?
So he wrote The Watchmen and V for Vendetta.
Right.
Comic book, second.
Right. Time. There we go. Yeah.
40, he declared himself a magician.
Wait, he declared himself a magician?
He said, everybody gather around. I am not fucking around here. I'm a magician. This is what I'm about.
He just had a career change.
What do you just call it that?
Okay. Was he any? Here's what makes that matter. Was he any good at magic?
Well, allegedly, was just a snake god with long blonde hair.
A what guy? A snake guy?
He worships Belan, a snake god that the skater made.
Oh my gosh.
But he's like one of the most amazing, prolific writers of all time. Like,
yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, I know V for Vendetta. Yeah. Yo, that's when it comes to magic, like magic tricks and shit, I'm so unimpressed with magicians, like that, like whose profession it is to do magic tricks. But like, I am thoroughly impressed by people who like, they're like accountants and then they can also do magic tricks. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, you want to see a trick? And then they fucking do some shit. You know what I mean? Some truly devil worship shit. Like,
it sounds like Donnie's accountant. Host Bustenstein, I believe his name is. He's ruthless.
Oh, man. Well, damn.
Alan Moore is a recluse. And So he made Watchmen, and Watchmen was supposed to be kind of like the peak of what you can do with comics. He was I'm that guy. This is how it should be done. This is what it is.
He was feeling himself. He was feeling himself.
And he said to them, this should only ever be a comic. No sequels, no movies, no TV shows, no nothing. Just let it be what it is. It's New York Times bestseller every year for like 30 years. DC Comics said, fuck your couch. They made sequels to the comic against his will, and he tried to fight him in court, and they lost. They were like, we own the intellectual property. And he's like, but this is my baby. I put my heart and soul into this, and you're raping.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, he's kind of right. That's his creative product. I know there's like bigger litigation terms for that shit than I have the intelligence to sum up right now, but like, dude, that's fucking cold that they did that. But he's also being a little bitch about it, though.
He sounds like, off a lot. Like, Jack Kirby got fucked up in the game. The guy that made the Joker got fucked up in the game. The guy that made, I think it was Batman, died like penniless and broke.
Yeah, like, Stan Lee got lucky.
The industry is the industry. Even Stan Lee, they say he was getting abused.
Beat up by his nurse? Oh, come on, dude. Don't tell me stuff like that, man.
Said they were pimping him for his money.
Gosh.
Ruthless people in charge of his life, forcing him to do shit as an old man. He just wanted to sit down and be still, and they kept pimping him out. Those are your heroes. This is your Marvel movie. This is your Avengers movie. This is what you're supporting. The ruthless industry that's failing.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
Alan Moore.
Tainted. That shit is tainted.
I listened to an interview with him today.
Oh, he's alive. I thought he... Oh, okay.
He's alive, yeah.
Okay.
And still a magician.
Still a magician, like a profession. Like, that's his thing. That's on his CV. Like,
magic with a K. He does spells. He does sigil magic.
That nigga lost his mind. That's all it is. They took his baby away from him, and he lost his mind. That's what it is. That's what happened.
Well, he has interesting hot takes.
Like what? What's one of his hot takes?
That's what we're going to talk about tonight. It's about the Vanguard.
Please give me one. Give me one hot take.
He was talking about this dude from the 90s. There was this author. I can't remember his name, but he always dressed like Axl Rose. Like, he wore a big blue, like he was a Crip, some glasses, some Janko jeans. He's a dumpy white man. He was like the Kurt Cobain of books in the 90s. I can't remember his name. They made two movies about him. I don't know who he is. He wrote one book and killed himself. So this dude, whoever he is, criticized the Vanguard. And the Vanguard is like the front line of social consciousness, the edgiest shit, the uncut cocaine. This is new thoughts. This is fucking spaz. And this is Kanye West.
Yeah.
So he was like, you guys suck in two ways. And Alan Moore pointed this out. He was like, one way they suck is they're too unpalatable. Where, like, they're so fucking edgy, it's, like, distasteful. Like, it's not even fun to look at them being edgy, because it's just... It's like people just, like, gratuitously saying the N-word for no reason. Like,
Yeah, I get it, man.
Free speech and all that, but like, it stops being funny at the point. Like, relax.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. A lot of people who believe in that kind of language kind of is lost on them. It's like, dude, you can say whatever you want, but you also have to have some sort of purpose with it. Like, you know, if your purpose is just to be a dick, then you can't blame people for thinking you're a dick. You know what I mean? But if your purpose is to be funny, you got to be funny.
Like, piss pride. Funny. Or like someone shoving their fist up their own butthole, or like saying two girls in one cup is like a stunning example of free speech. Or it's like his criticism was like, make it palatable. If you got a point to make it palatable. All right.
Yeah. Agreed. Truth,
you should find a way to explain it that isn't fucking
exactly. Gross. Exactly. Use language to make your point something that can land. Don't throw it at somebody's face and expect them to fucking take the hit. you know?
They're vibrating at too low of a level.
Yeah.
So the other criticism was, he was like, the other group that sucks dick is these people that, like, they are edgy, but they're doing it to get a deal. Like, they want to be edgy for Coca-Cola. They want to be edgy for the corporation. And it's like, if you're just dying to sell out, every movement eventually sells out. It's like, if you're just lining up to do that, why are you doing this?
Yeah. So, Alan Moore's take on this particular guy was... Hello?
He was just pointing out, he was like, this is what this dude said about the Vanguard. And he's like, I feel that way too. Like, I always try to make my stuff palatable, but this is also like the furthest you could possibly take it. And we're trying to do it with purpose and meaning and not just wilding out for no reason.
Yeah. He was, I mean, from what little I, not little I know, I'm actually a pretty big fan of The Watchmen and V for Vendetta. But those would arguably be the only things I know of as far as, like, his work. Did he write any Batman comics?
Hold on. Mike David from Red Bar dropped a hot bar today. He said, I don't know if he was quoting someone or if this was off the top of his dome. He was like, I said, fuck my master. Fuck, man, I can't even remember. I'm too high right now.
Oh, you're high? I should be getting high right now myself. So what's the plan with this? Are you waiting for more people, or what's going on?
No, I'm just going to talk to you about the Vanguard for a minute. Kenny figures it out, that's great. Otherwise, we're just going to have a really weird conversation.
No, we could talk about anything. You don't have to talk about the Vanguard only. I was talking with Ross today about... what I've been binge watching. I've been binge watching YouTube videos of a Tough Crowd, the episodes with Patrice on it. And gosh, man, I want to know what Patrice would have said about this Corona shit.
Who gives a fuck? It would have been.
Huh?
Dying for his hot take. You're dying for a hot take.
Yeah, that's, well, not hot takes, his hot take. I respect his opinion.
How come you're not looking for the Vanguard? How come you're not looking for the person who's doing it right?
How come I'm not looking for the Vanguard, you said?
Yes, my friend. You're looking for hot takes. Anybody give you hot takes?
No, some hot takes
that's
are
what I'm looking for.
Some hot takes are just hot shits, to be honest. A lot of people think their hot takes are hot takes. It's not a hot take. Not every hot take is a hot take. Like 10% of hot takes are hot takes. The other 90% are just people's shitty opinions. But I would have liked to know.
You know what is a fun way to listen to With Apologies?
How?
Listen to anything I say and then imagine any comedian you've ever heard of saying the things I'm saying. Colin Quinn, Patrice O'Neill, whoever you want to pick. Imagine them saying the horrible shit that I'm saying.
It's hard because they have different expected reactions to different things. Like, it's kind of like an athlete. Like, you take Kobe and you take Iverson. They're both amazing players, but they would react to different situations. You know what I mean? In very unique ways.
Hold on.
What's up?
I saw some fucking Brendan Suave clip on Red Bar today where he was talking about, like, Rogan is Michael Jordan. And Theo Vaughn is
Rogan is
Kobe
Rogan is Jordan
of comedy.
He's not Jordan. Joe Rogan is a good fucking comedian. He's made me literally bust, like, cry laughing. But he's not Jordan.
When did he do that to you?
What? All the time. Listen, people can have their opinions of. That's the thing about.
When did he fun out?
Okay, yeah, I get your point. You don't think he's funny, but listen, that's the thing about comedians is like, it doesn't matter if
you're
like
to beat me. I don't have to win everything.
But I'm saying, like, it doesn't matter if, like, a person likes a comedian or not. What matters is how many others like him. So if even if there's two or three people that don't like you as a comedian, what matters is, okay, do 300 other people like you, or 3,000 or 3 million? Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter if a couple of people don't like you. So, but going back to that Joe Rogan point, the point about that is, like, Joe Rogan, I hear a lot of people say, Joe Rogan, he's not as good as da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. It's like, okay, sure, he's, like I just said, he's not fucking Jordan. But he's a heavy hitter, man. That motherfucker is, he doesn't bullshit with his opinion. He doesn't pull punches, but he also, every thought that he has, he gives a fuck about it, if that makes sense. Some guys just kind of just say shit just to fucking be heard, to hear themselves speaking. No, Rogan likes to fucking have an actual position on it and make sure that the position makes sense. That's what I think. And not just him, like, see, Bill Burr. There's a ton of other comedians that's like that.
You've drank the Kool-Aid.
I don't drink the Kool-Aid. Again, just because I don't think like you think he is.
He's very wishy-washy. Well, let me tell you the truth. He's very wishy-washy.
And, prove it. How is he wishy-washy? Prove it. How is he wishy-washy?
I can find clips if you need me to. I can't do it at this moment.
Don't do it right now, but I'm just saying, like, recall. Use your memory.
Well, here's the point that I'm getting to. Mm-hmm. So, you feel like he's an earnest person. Like,
sure, somewhat, yeah.
His highest level of truth, no matter what. Did you know that his pills are just sugar pills that do nothing, and he's just raping his audience for money? His pills. Let me tell you the history of them.
His pills? His
first sponsor.
What pills?
His first sponsor on it. On it. He wears the shirt on every episode. His first sponsor was the guy that made the Fleshlight.
What?
And one day he got together with the son of the guy that made the Fleshlight, and they decided to make a super vitamin. And they hired a scientist. And the scientist was that dude's mother, the wife of the guy that made the
Fleshlight. Oh, that is hilarious.
And her doctor degree was in acupuncture. And what she did is she said, allegedly, you know, if you take this much of this vitamin and this much of this vitamin, it could possibly have this effect. And she claimed the pill had that effect. And so he's basically been selling, what do you call it when it's like people are tricking themselves into being affected by
placebo.
Something. Yeah, placebo pill. And it's not cheap. It's very expensive. And he makes $30 million a year off of YouTube, plus his UFC money, plus whatever his sponsorship money. And he's still selling to his audience a bullshit pill.
How many?
Is that a real man? Is that an honest man?
Now, rebuttal. How fucking many conglomerate companies, faceless companies, do we know about that do that same fucking thing? As a matter of fact, they do worse versions of it. They sell you shit that harm you. How many fucking cigarette companies or fast food companies knowingly sell their customers shit that they know is killing them? But one guy, he sells them sugar pills that really don't do shit to them, but boost their glucose a little bit, and suddenly he's a villain? Come on, no. Yeah, right, it's not honest. Yeah, better. It's not honest. He's lying. Granted, I'm not gonna try to, you know, dance around that shit. He's lying about that. But the lie isn't damaging anybody. You know what I mean? It's taking money from their pockets, but that's their decision to make. It's almost like, you know, girls who get mad at the dude for, you know, she fucks him and then it turns out he's a piece of shit. No, you decided to give up the pussy.
All right.
You know what I mean? All right. You decide.
How can you earnestly trust the opinion of someone who's
because the lie that he's telling isn't damaging. They
have more than enough money. It is. He's taking money away from dumb people.
Ian, you're smarter than that, bro. Stop. You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. Stop.
Let me tell you the truth about him. Go listen to his interview with Kevin Hart. You up?
Say again?
So Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart have something in common. They both come from
Every comedian, most comedians do.
So both of them have this appetite about them where, like, they'll never have enough. Like, there's no point where they'll go to Africa and be like, my integrity is more important than money. They're sellouts to the full. So how can you trust a sellout to be nice or honest or real?
Easy, easy. The same way you trust anybody, Ian. You fucking listen to how what they're saying, how they sound, what they look like while they're saying it to you, and you take a guess whether or not they're telling the truth or not. And sometimes you're right.
Vanguard that's trying to sell out. He wants to be sponsored by.
And sometimes you're right about people. Like sometimes Adam you're Carolla. Wrong. The people who trust Joe Rogan, a fucking goofy fucking motherfucker from Boston, a comedian, to sell them some nutritional shit, and they pay him money for that. People who do that, that's their prerogative. After hearing about this, you know what? How much pills I'm going to buy from him? Fucking zero. None. Why would I buy a fucking sugar? No. Oh, not even a sugar pill. Even if you hadn't told me that, I never would be inclined to purchase a fucking energy pill from a fucking comedian.
Listen, man, this isn't about you. I know.
No. I know it's not about me. I know it's not about me. I'm just
people to be suspect of.
You're asking me why I'm able to trust him, and I'm saying that I can compartmentalize him lying about placebo pills versus all the other truths that he tells about everything else in the world.
Well.
Hey, man, take the truth.
Kenny.
And eat the whole of no man's pie.
What's good, Kenny?
What's up with this app? How come you only do like a minute fucking podcast on her?
Huh?
Actually, we've been podcasting.
Yeah, we've been on here for 21. Oh, so the timer.
And it wouldn't let me do more than like a minute. Maybe that's because it's a different device. Fuck it.
All right, well, Kenny, this is now your podcast, so go ahead and do whatever you want to
go, Kenny.
No, you don't have to make it mine. This is the Ian Ellis podcast.
Exactly. It says host under Ian Ellis.
Kenny, we were talking about the Vanguard.
What's that?
You know what a Vanguard is?
Exactly.
The bleeding edge of cool, the totally out there new idea. The people that are about this fight. Alan Moore said one criticism he has of people that criticize this is that they're trying to learn about the man rather than trying to learn about the media.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, I could say like, you shouldn't worry about trying to understand me. You should worry about trying to understand funny. If you understand funny, you'll get what I'm doing. If you're worried about who I am as a human being, you're never going to figure it out because you're looking at the wrong ingredients. That's not what I'm trying to convey through my media.
We got.
So who in the punk rock scene, I'm just going to go ahead and get this conversation, who is the Vanguard?
I don't know, but the guy who wrote maybe the Vanguard is Stephen Blush. He did write the Bible, American Hardcore.
Is that dope?
That's like, that's a book that told all the stories of the war.
What war? Before the war. What war?
American Hardcore is a war.
Explain that to me. I like the idea. I like the idea of Ross Dog being the war. That's what your life was before Ross Dog showed up. The war is on. We do it.
No. I'm just saying American Hardcore was a war.
Alright, for sure. I hope that the VFW is nice to them. I hope that their vets are taken care of. They have speedy health care.
No, I do on Periscope. I call my broadcast Sad to Me. I tell people what's sad to me.
You gotta elevate it to the next level and ask people why are you sad to me.
By the way, Ian, good win the other night. But I can see that feud going on till the end of time. Why is it that you don't like
why
each other?
And the show instead of with apologies, sad to me.
Then... sad to me.
Actually, this is an internal memo. I hit up Rev And I was like, look, man, if I'm Bugs Bunny and CEO is Daffy Duck.
Oh, shit. That is so true.
I mean, he just comes in there. And I was like, you did an amazing job taking that beating. Welcome to the crew. It's your training day. You're here. And CEO's response was, ugh. And Ross's response was sad to me. And I was like, guys, can I just have a moment and say I love this kid? He's welcome to the crew. He's going to take Jay's place. He gets Jay's microphone.
Jeez.
I feel like he's earned his way in. So we're not going to be beefing anymore. He's going to have to work his way back up.
So
he wants to fight me again.
Wow.
So producer Gay lost his mic?
Yeah, man, we fired him. It was a big thing. Pop Vulture clipped it up.
Are you serious? No, you're not. Stop. Man, stop. You gotta under. I'm fucking gullible, bro.
No, I kicked him. I kicked him off of the show for not being funny enough. And Rav Dog is funny enough. I like him. Even though he's fucking dumb as a bag of rocks.
Ross is great, man.
I like him. He was like, you suck. I hate you. I hate everything about you. Fuck your couch, too. I love that energy. I can't wait to unleash him upon the world.
Yeah, but you have to have, like, your first plan was L.A., right?
No, man. I ain't got no plan.
I'm just saying.
This is what I'm doing. I'm slinging chicken. And
my man says slinging chicken.
I'm
saying you
want
to make it as a comic potentially. You have to have like 10 plans, and maybe one of them will work.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about that. I'm slinging chicken. And this shit, we're just going to do it the best we can. But I'm slinging chicken. It's fine. This is what I do. I'm okay with that.
That's and you know what? That's really what it is. It's just whatever you're doing, are you fucking happy doing it? That's all it is. That's all it's about.
I mean, Kenny, I want
you
to
take
that
chicken serious as a fucking heart attack. If that chicken ain't crispy enough, send it the fuck back. Crisp that motherfucker up.
You know what's an amateur mistake with baked chicken? Is when you season it in it. When it's raw, you want to put a lot on that so it looks like it's covered. But then when it comes out, it looks like it's burned up. You got to do a sparing.
See, that's I hate to make it about this. You know I do, but that's some white people cooking right there, man. That's y'all always under season shit all the fucking time. Y'all barely even wash your chicken.
You even, I wash my chicken.
You know what? All right. No, hold on. Tell me
season, as far as chicken? Oh man. I fuck with, obviously, salt, pepper. From there, I go out to, like, cayenne. I might do a little garlic. I might do a little...
Cayenne pepper's too spicy for me.
No, just a little... See, that's the thing. Cayenne pepper's too spicy. Yeah, because you're Caucasian. It's like, just have it. Just have it. Trust the concoction. Get a drink of water. And enjoy the meal. You know what I mean? But I think that's a... That's really about it.
Let it breathe.
That's really about it.
You know what I've been fucking with lately is,
That's what you was just about to fucking say, lemon pepper too. But I didn't know if that was overkill because I already said black pepper. But I sometimes do black pepper and lemon pepper.
I don't know if it's slept on.
Yo, lemon pepper. Don't sleep
on
lemon pepper, yo. Don't sleep on lemon pepper. Mm-mm. Lemon pepper is a definite go to for sure. Another good one is I don't believe in oregano or parsley, like any of those, like those leafy greeny ones. I prefer to have it fresh. So like parsley, I prefer to have fresh parsley and dice that shit up. Oregano, same shit. Like
I like oregano.
Yeah.
There you go. How fresh is it, Kenny? Have you seen a leaf, or is it all ground up?
Oh, you gotta get fresh, man.
Kenny, why is your podcast called All About Plaid?
Well, I'm all about ska punk.
What is that?
It's music from the 90s.
And that's what stirs your soul?
That's what I gotta make the world aware about.
Yeah, but why?
I think it's cool, and I don't think it should be forgotten about.
All right, Kenny, you are an evangelist. You're trying to get me to join your cult. Why should my dick be hard for this?
Well, I could not include you next time. There you go.
Yeah, but we're here now, so have the conversation.
I think it's cool music. Maybe you'll like the music.
Huh? What music?
I hope you're never the advocate for anything important, ever. For any reason.
Kenny, you got to sell yourself, man. You got to sell yourself.
I don't care who's missing. We can't count on you.
You got to sell yourself, Kenny. Thanks. All right, so what are we talking about now?
Kenny, I like CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is a weird motherfucker. He makes good music.
He's weird as fuck. There's at least three albums I can't listen to. There's a Christmas album.
He has a Christmas album?
I've never loved all of anybody's.
This motherfucker got a Christmas album, bro.
He said there was supposed to be a Marvel superhero based off him being covered in gold, and the deal didn't work out. He was supposed to be in the Avengers and shit. CeeLo Green looking
plot twist. CeeLo Green was gold dust all along.
This is like the worst character ever. And he's like, yeah, we were supposed to be in the franchise. He looks
not
like
not even. That motherfucker.
That's how thick his fingers
are. That motherfucker looks like Bebop and Rocksteady. We've said that about Lemon, but that motherfucker right there. Poor Lemon.
Poor Lemon. I don't know why he puts up with any of this.
I mean, I think it it definitely keeps her in the conversation. That's one thing that she gets from it. And then the second thing is, I think on some level, she almost like, I think she likes it. I think it like, she gets something from it. You know, maybe that's her kink. Maybe she likes to be beat up a little bit. Not literally, but you know.
Yeah. She got to figure her shit out.
Oh shit, Kenny left.
Yeah.
All right.
Wrap the podcast up.
Plug? I don't know. Just plug you, Ian Ellis. Big up to Ian Ellis. Shout out to probably one of the funniest motherfuckers. Shout out to,
beat the hell out of Rev.
Jesus
beat the
Christ.
Hell out of that young boy. All right, boy.
Man. Thank you for having me. I'll see you some other time. Laters.
Where are those subtle men with a decency to might be wrong?
So, all you scared to death Negroes. Just sit down. Don't you come out to defend our enemy. You sit down and you shut up and tell your master to come on out and deal with this. Next
time they bring up the gods, you gon' respect us. That little vest ain't gon' do ya. I chew for Mecca. I ain't even tryna hold ya. Magnolia Slim. I'm a soldier from that mode. I'm the ghost of him. From the era police stretcher, no cameras catch it. Drop you off in a rival hood, you'd rather be arrested. If you didn't have no straps, you couldn't wear your necklace. Niggas hand around your throat, that's a choker reference. My ancestors took old food, made soul food. Jim Crow's a troll too, he stole the soul music. That's the blood that goes through me, so if you assuming I could never sell my soul, they sold their soul to me. Peaceful teaching to rule me, but don't confuse me. You mouth off for the cameras, I make a silent movie. Now here's some jury. No civilization is conquered from the outside until it destroys itself from within. Pin, put a pin in that, we'll come back when I fin. You can't talk like I talk, cause you ain't been where I've been. Young.
If it come from me and hold, consider it Quran. If it come from any of those, consider it Haram. The minaret that Jigga blew me on the dome where the rock was crafted so beautifully, consider this a dime. From a hard place in the rock to the rock nation of Islam, I emerged on the wave that title made to drop bombs. I came to bang with the scholars, and I bet you a Rothschild I get a bang for my dollar. The synagogue of Satan want me to hang by my collar, but all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I put on for my nation like I'm King T'Challa, crushing the Ojibwe that try to bring Bahala. You want it, I got it. Don't make me have to blast this rocket. J-Electricity, the thing you need like a hole in this head is publicity, though we shine like a Christmas tree. Verily, verily, I tread through life merrily, giving all thanks to God for this universal therapy.
Think of things I said that you hated then. Empirical facts that can't be debated now. Things you say today, I was saying then. Tell us who your favorite now.